Falling is another Classic Hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Back out to Bach. Standage back over to Cremosta. Now they get it down on the left block. Standage is triple teamed. He got tripped. He stepped on a foot. Got rid of the basketball. Skip pass to break up the defense. Gross for three and got it. The lefty pulls the string on his first bucket of the ball game.
Tonight, it's doubleheader action in Minden as the Whippets welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the rebound brought down by Emily Malcolm. That is her fifth. Kissinger in the front court, dribbles off the left side. A 24-foot three-pointer is up and in. 15 for Kissinger. She's hit four threes.
The Minden girls and Ravenna boys continue to roll in 2015. Can they keep their winning streaks alive tonight? It's the Blue Jays and Whippets coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden with Classic Hit sports editor Doug Duda. Right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden for the boys' portion of tonight's doubleheader between the Whippets and the Ravenna Blue Jays. With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here as Ravenna fell in the girls' game. Minden remains undefeated, 61-32. Taylor Kissinger, 22 points and 9 rebounds. Kind of the reverse here in the boys' game. Ravenna has the much better record, but Minden is one of those teams that you better not sleep on. Yes, they're 3-8, and they've been thumped a couple of times. But in about 10 of their games, they have battled, whether it's a close win or a close loss. I'm talking anywhere from 2-3 to 8-9 points. They have been in games going into the fourth quarter. Ravenna has been very hot. Will they have a letdown here tonight on what is a start of a fairly busy stretch again here for the Blue Jays? They finally got a little bit of a break. They played two big games last week, Donovan Trumbull and then Wood River, giving themselves a chance to be towards the top of the conference once again. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll look at the starters next.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Ravenna, it's their five seniors. 5'11", number 12, Blake Cremosta. 6'1", number 21, Chance Bach. 5'11", number 25, Kobe Schirmer. 6'1", number 30, Michael Bauer. And 6'4", number 40, Brady Standage. Head coach Paul Moronic, assisted by Tony Schirmer and Randy Bassnett. 8-2 on the season for Minden. Number 3, 5'10", junior Jonathan Miller. Number 5, 6-foot senior Matt Ekstrom. Number 12, 5'10", senior Nick Werner. Number 35, 6'3", junior Adam Delaney. Number 45, 6'3", sophomore Justin Villers. Head coach Aaron Martin, assisted by Shannon Lovett and Micah Marvin. They're 3-8. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, and we'll tip it off next.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it fell. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Ball's in the air, and Ravenna will control the opening tip. Chance Bach takes it right in on backdoor layup and scores. So it's 2-0 in favor of the Jays. At the other end, Minden hustles it back, gets it into the 6'3 sophomore, and Villers will lay it over the rim. And we are tied at 2. Looks like a zone defense here for Minden. Let's see if it's more of a matchup man. No, it's going to be a man-to-man. Up top they'll go. Anybody can shoot the three. Michael Bauer fakes the three, drives all the way to the baseline, slips a little bit, lost the basketball. Picked up there by Jonathan Miller. Our game's first turnover. Up the floor, spot up three. Werner, bang. Nick Werner. First three-point attempt of the game is good, and Minden, with back-to-back buckets, now takes a three-point lead at 5-2. On the right wing with it is Blake Cremosa. He tries to lob it into Stanage. Overshot it, but it was deflected off the glass and a break for Ravenna as it falls into Brady Standage's hands. Brady doesn't need a lot of help, but that one got deflected right back to him, and he's got his first bucket again. He's got 55 points in his last two games, 24 against Donovan Trumbull and 31 against what was conference leader Wood River. Ball between the circles for Matt Ekstrom. 5-4, 90 seconds gone here. Off the screen, ball fake, Jonathan Miller takes it with a left-hand dribble, kicks it into the corner to Werner. Werner crossover dribble, now drives the baseline, tries to dish it off too low to Villers, and it's turnover. Ravenna down the middle of the floor. They'll leave it off for Cremosa from Sherburne. Out to the trailer. Back to Bach. Three-pointer on the way, Cremosa. It is no good, and the rebound brought down by DeLate. So we saw the underdog Ravenna girls come out and play strong in the first quarter, and let's see if the underdog Minden boys can do the same, although in the end you would expect maybe a little bit closer here in the boys' game, possibly. Up top it'll be Miller, down on the low block, drawing contact, but no foul is delayed. Offensive rebound, Villers up and in. Second bucket for Villers, and it is 7-4, Minden by 3. 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Our pregame tonight was brought to you, as always, by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Right now, trying to drive in between the double team is Shermer. Leaves it to Bauer on a baseline. Michael out top to Chance Bach. Over to Shermer. Kobe Shermer lobs it into Cremosa, who takes it down to Stanage, and another layup and foul. Good ball movement, finding the open man, and Stanage with a chance to tie it again on the three-point play. DeLate with the first foul of the evening. And Stanage puts the free throw up, and it is too strong, but the ball is poked out, and Kobe Shermer will save it here for Ravenna. Cremosa lobs it into Stanage. No backside help, but he can't control the basketball. It'll be taken away by Jonathan Miller. Second Ravenna turnover. Gets it to Ekstrom. Matt into the front court, trying to avoid the double team here. He'll throw it to Miller out to the high post and right back to Jonathan. Thought about the straightaway three. Instead, they'll take it over to Ekstrom. Against the Ravenna man-to-man, you'll rarely see them play anything but straight-in-your-face man. Delayed on the right side of the key, looks for the cutter, but there's no room. Need a little more spacing here. Minden's trying to spread the floor a little more. Weak pick and roll, so Ekstrom will just keep it. Long possession here for Minden to the right elbow. They'll go to the late. Right back out Ekstrom. He'll try the three. It's too strong. And the rebound comes down offensively to Adam DeLate. DeLate will score, and it's 9-6. Minden keeping the lead here as we approach the mid portion of quarter number one. Cremosa has room, drives right block. Now skip pass over the top of the defense to Stanage at the top of the circle. Went through his hands. He had to go track it down. So they'll reset the offense. DeLate guarding Standage here. Trying to post up Cremosa. They get it to him. Back cut not there. Blake still dribbling about 8 feet away. Tries a little baby hook. It's no good. The ball's punched out of bounds by Bauer trying to go over the top there. And our first substitution, Josiah Levin, will come in at the 3:57 mark here for Minden. And again, if you're expecting Ravenna to run a bunch of guys in every 90 seconds, that doesn't happen this year. They will play six players at the absolute most Caleb Gross is about the only guy that comes off the bench. As driving in is Miller, dishes it off, and the point-blank layup rolls off the rim for Lovin. And here comes the basketball into the hands of the Blue Jays. Standage got the rebound. Off the screen, Shermer fakes the three, doesn't go anywhere. Back out to Cremosta. Doing a good job with this five, always finding an opening. Cremosta, right wing, takes it down to the corner. Up top, Bach decided against taking the shot. They're trying to help on Standage, which most teams do, man-to-man and then sag backside help. When it's Cremosta that is the man, though, that is losing his defender, that's usually where Ravenna finds some room. And a long possession now for the Jays. Shermer drives. The Standage, he's at the top of the circle. He'll dribble all the way down, take that extra step, and score. Brady Standage, they got him out top, and he's still able to put the ball on the floor and score. He's got 6 of the 8 for the Jays, 9-8 Minden, 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. That's one thing about Standage. He can also dribble the ball to late down low. He lost it, and it's going to be punched out of bounds, I believe, last touch by Ravenna. And that is going to be the call. Again, Minden won the girls' game tonight, 61-32. We've got boys' action on more of our stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here the lob comes to Miller. He'll deflect it to the late. Wraparound pass to Ekstrom. 10-footer good. Ekstrom with his first bucket, 11-8. Giltner Kennesaw right now on the breeze, 94.5. The St. Cecilia Grand Island Northwest boys on 1230 AM KHAS. Sherman of the high post. Stops, pivots, lost the dribble. Out to Cremosta. Back over to Bach. To Bauer. On the weak side is Standage. They're just kind of waiting for him. And now a jump stop. Cremosta now leans, and it spins in. Blake wasn't doubled on, so he was able to step through and get his first bucket of the ball game. 11-10 Minden, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Walking the ball up the floor will be the Whippets and Nick Werner. Werner, crossover, finds a seam, finger roll over the front of the rim. Nobody helped out. He'll score. 5 points for Werner. He hit the first bucket of the game from beyond the arc, and it's 13-10 there. Ravenna didn't give any second help. Now a three at the other end. That's going to be Shermer. And the rebound brought down by Nick Werner. Front court. Here comes out of control. A charging foul on Lovin. Taking the charge will be Michael Bauer. That'll be the first foul on Lovin. Second foul of the game. And checking in for Minden will be Jaden Nielsen. And back in Justin Villers. So Nielsen, Villers, along with Lovin, Ekstrom, and Nick Werner on the floor. Ravenna has went with their starting five the whole first quarter, 90 seconds to go. And a 13-10 Minden lead. With it will be Standage. High post, back cut, layup Bauer. Left hand good on the assist from Kobe Shermer. That's old school Blue Jay basketball right there. 13-12, Minden by one. Across the timeline, Werner. Crossover, stops, trying to lean, nowhere to go. Kicks it to Ekstrom. Three in the corner is short. And the rebound will be yanked down by Kobe Shermer. He'll push it up to Cremosta. Three on two. Cremosta off the glass and in. Good adjustment. Good ball movement. And Blake Cremosta will give Ravenna their second lead of the game. They were up 2-0, and now they're up 14-13. 40 seconds remains here in the opening stanza. Nick Werner between the circles. Stutter dribble to the right side. He's looking for a screen. Still all by himself over there. Works on his defender, Chance Bach, draws the foul, and then throws up one from the ground, and it went in. A chance for a three-point play. As he was able to come over and help off the screen. And for Ravenna, that's their first foul of the game. It's on, well, I assume Brady Standage. They put up 41 instead of 40. And a chance at a three-point play here. For Nick Werner, his 7th point of the ball game. And the free throw on the way and good. 16-14, and Minden doing a good job scoring here in the first quarter. Above average for them. This is a team that's going to get you in the low 50s on a good night. And they're up 16-14, 20 seconds to go. Ravenna spreads the floor, acting like they want to play for one, but they'll keep moving. Lob it into Standage. Good catch. He is going to be fouled. There was a lot of ball, but there were two defenders in there. Colin Choquette had checked in. And that's who they're going to call it on. His first and two free throws now coming up for Brady Standage. Already 6 points in the quarter, but he did miss a free throw. First one here is up and in. 16-15, 12 seconds left. First quarter, Jonathan Miller comes back in. Choquette will check out. As Minden should get one more opportunity here on offense. And the free throw is on the way. No good. Tipping the loose ball around. It's on the floor, out of bounds off Ravenna. Good hustle there by Chance Bach, knocking it out of Brandon Hoban's hands. He was really battling. 10 seconds to go. Minden against full court pressure, trying to get a good shot. Throwing it in, Thomas Miller. Most of the backups are in there. And the inbounds pass nearly stolen away. They get it to Hoban. Back to Miller. 6 seconds. Dishes it off to Werner. Werner might have got fouled. His scoop shot at the horn off the rim. It was way off balance because he was trying to get the ball back. But a pretty entertaining first quarter of play here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. It is Minden 16, Ravenna 15 on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Holcomb Scrapers have long been a leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implemented Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12 yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Stop by Kirshner's Implement in Ravenna and see the great selection of used harvest and hay equipment as well as quality used tractors. All at Kirshner Implement, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Go Blue Jays!
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. Girls game, Minden won at 61-32, and Minden leads Ravenna 16-15. As we start the second quarter of play, and they'll get the ball. Colin Choquette will start. He'll throw it into the backcourt here to Jonathan Miller. Ekstrom is in there, as well as Villers and DeLate. Minden only one turnover in the first quarter. Ravenna only had two. Rebounds, 4 for Minden, 3 for Ravenna. Ravenna trying to play a little tighter defense. Villers on the right elbow. Might have got away with a double dribble. Back out top, 3-pointer Miller. It's off the front of the rim and crawls in. Miller with his first bucket of the ball game, 19-15. Minden by 4. That's their largest lead. On the post, they'll get it to Shermer. Shermer hands it to Bauer, and Bauer got hooked as he tried to turn the corner off a screen. Jonathan Miller with his first foul, fourth team foul. Nick Werner leads the way for Minden with 8 points and 7 points for Brady Standage for Ravenna. It is Blue Jay basketball quickly into Shermer. Short jumper hit the rim, no good. Rebound Miller. Miller's fouled. Ravenna trying to get the ball back off the Shermer miss. And the foul will be called on Blake Cremosta. His first, just the second foul here on Ravenna. Minden trying to break the pressure. And Miller will get it across the timeline, avoiding 2-3 Jays now. Keeps the dribble. Bauer on him into the corner, Choquette. Jump pass back out top, Miller. They'll reset it here. They had a couple of players in the wrong spot. Choquette, left hand, left key, stops there. Into the high post, DeLate. Back out Ekstrom, swinging over the weak side. Attacking the paint. Miller leaves it off for DeLate. Double clutch off the glass from 4 and good. Good ball movement again by Minden, and this is what we were talking about in the pregame, what makes them dangerous. 21-15, a six-point lead. Standage to the free throw line. He will lean from 8. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Miller. Through the double team. Now he's got numbers. Kicks it off of the wing to Ekstrom. Ekstrom has to secure the ball. Now a wide-open 3, and it is off the iron. No good. Brady Standage will tip the ball into the hands of Chance Bach. Up the floor they come. The pass is a little long over the head of Bauer. He saves it from going out of bounds, but it is picked up there by DeLate. Third turnover for Ravenna. Neither team has burned a timeout, but a 5-0 start to the quarter here by Minden, and they lead it 21-15. Trying for the home upset here of the Ravenna Blue Jays. A long way to go, 6 minutes of the second quarter, but a good start here for Minden. Ball between the circles. Choquette dribbling, over to Ekstrom on the right wing. Popping out delayed against the man-to-man packed in there for the Jays. Jonathan Miller, left corner, about 10 feet out, delayed. He doesn't even look at the hoop. Throws over the top to Ekstrom. Minden needs to find something going here. This, again, has been a long possession. Coach Aaron Martin applauding, saying, keep up the good work. Crossover dribble, Miller, and then forces a jump pass all the way to Ekstrom. Dangerous pass, but he'll catch it. And they'll reset about a 40-second possession right now for Minden. Choquette off the screen and roll into DeLate. Good pass. He'll kick it back out to Ekstrom. Matt's three is in and out. Boy, that was down. DeLate got the rebound, missed the layup, and then they'll call him over the back. Well, Minden had such a great possession. Both of those shots were inside the cylinder, but neither one would fall. And it'll be the second foul called here on Minden's Adam DeLate. That's a tough one, too. Fifth team foul, and Ravenna has decided to call timeout. We're 3 minutes in, basically, to the second quarter. They haven't moved their side of the scoreboard. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, Minden 21, Ravenna 15.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Connie.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball and winter sports action. Thursday, Axtell and Elm Creek. Friday, Gibbon at Donovan Trumbull. Saturday, Hastings St. Cecilia hosting Kearney Catholic. All those here on Classic Hits. Other games on The Breeze 94.5, 1230 KHAS and ESPN Radio, including Kearney High and Grand Island on Saturday. Right now, Brady Standage has it at the top of the key. Ravenna trying to get something going here. Down 21-15 on the road at Minden. 4:45 to go before halftime. Ball worked around the perimeter. On the wing, Bauer. He's open, doesn't take the three, though. Tries to get it inside. It's behind Schirmer, and Ravenna turns it over. Minden wants to run. 2-on-4, offhanded left-hand shot is good by Josiah Lovin. Got it under control, made the bucket, 8-point lead, outlet the other way. Villers blocks the shot of Standage, but he got it back and scored. Nice job by Justin Villers, but Standage was able to grab it and get the first points of the second quarter here for Ravenna. 23-17 Minden, 4:10 to go in the half. Off the screen, Nick Werner leads the team with 8. Dribbling in place, skip pass all the way over to Choquette. On the left wing, it's poked away from behind. Choquette will run it down at midcourt. Now they got a 5-on-4. Villers will pull up from 12. It's too strong. And chasing it down, Blake Cremosta. Cremosta, outlet pass into the front court. It's loose. Standage has a jump ball called as Nick Werner tied him up. The arrow will point the way of Ravenna, so they'll maintain possession of the basketball. And for the first time, here comes Caleb Gross. 3:46 to go in the half. He's their only main substitution for Coach Paul Baronic. And it looks like getting the breather is going to be Chance Bach. So Ravenna to throw it into the front court. Standage comes out to the arc to take it on the near side. Left hand spin to the elbow. Back cut gets it to Cremosta, who couldn't handle it. Spins away, runs it down to the corner, saves it. Gets it inside Schirmer. Tough turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by 11. And Minden then throws it away. Oh boy, somebody wasn't looking. That's just the second turnover for Minden, but it was unforced. Now Bach in and Schirmer out. Coach Baronic probably going to try and give everybody about 30 seconds of playing time breather, a little more actual time. Chance Bach will take the inbound and give it right back to Cremosta. Blake off the high pick and roll. Standage was there momentarily, but couldn't get it to him. As Cremosta was double-teamed, over to Gross, right back to Blake, back to Gross. He'll shoot a three sometimes and make them. This time he will keep it in that left hand and give it back over to Bauer. Very patient for the Blue Jays. High post to Standage. Three-point line starts to dribble in, cut off there by Miller. Kicks it out on the wing to Bach. A lot of long possessions here in this first half both ways. Again, trying to spread that floor. In the game is Thomas Miller for Minden. Hermosa trying to get something to happen to the elbow. Standage doesn't look at the hoop. Out to Bauer for three. It is off the heel, no good. And the rebound is going to be tipped out. Ends up in the hands there of Blake Cremosta for a three. Caleb Gross, no good. Now Standage gets the ball up and fouled. Just the second rebound here. There haven't been a lot of rebounds in the game because of the makes and handful of turnovers. That'll be the second foul on Choquette. And at the line, Brady Standage, he's one of three, has 9 points. Couple of rebounds here for the Jays, puts the free throw up and good. Just the third point of the quarter for Ravenna. And now Gross will come out and Shermer is back in. Minden will bring in Santiago Ortega. And Ekstrom's back in. Second free throw, Standage, he got it. 10 points now for Brady. 23-19 Minden, 2.5 to go before we bring you the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ball deflected away. In there right now for Minden. Miller, Ortega, Ekstrom, along with DeLate and Werner. And they'll get the ball in to Miller. He'll start up the floor. Almost carried the ball. Gives it off to Ortega, who runs into the big fella Standage and still scored. Ortega, his first shot, his first points, 25-19. Standage tries to make room, pivots into the double team, has it deflected in there by Matt Ekstrom, got a hand on it. It's high off the glass. He got it back, and he'll power it up and in. Standage too strong, 13. 25-21, 2 minutes to go. Minden now has to survive this last 2 minutes. Bounce pass Miller to DeLate. It was low on the floor, but he grabbed it and scored as they broke the press and had a 3-on-2. Adam with six. So a little more up-tempo game here over the last minute. See who that favors. Shermer passes on the three. Up top, Standage. Everybody outside the arc. And now Standage starts to roll his way into the paint. You can tell he's ready for a break. Cremosta starts to drive into the paint. Kicks it out for three. Shermer, swish. First three of the ball game for Ravenna. And Shermer cuts it in half, 27-24. Minute 25 to go here. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and Coach Aaron Martin decides he wants to call a timeout here, wants to make sure that they can take that lead into the halftime locker room. 1:20 to go in the second quarter. It is Minden 27, Ravenna 24. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Don't forget the AFC and NFC championship games this Sunday afternoon, 2:05 and 5:40 on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, starting with Green Bay at Seattle, followed by New England hosting Indianapolis with the Super Bowl February 1st, also on ESPN Radio. Minden ball out of the timeout. Miller drives, draws the double team out to Werner off a couple of picks. He'll go by his defender, pull up from eight. It rattles in and out, no good. Brady Standage will grab his third rebound. Long outlet pass, Bauer got it underneath the hoop, put it up, no good. It was partially blocked over there by Jade Nielsen, and DeLate will grab the rebound. 50 seconds to go. I wouldn't be surprised to see Minden hold it here. They're not gonna, though. Nielsen fakes the three, left-handed dribble. He's not a shooter, kicks it back out to Ekstrom. Skip pass over to Miller, into the corner to Nielsen. 38 seconds to go in the half. Up top, Ekstrom. On the block, DeLate. Oh, he was open and didn't know what to do. He had Standage run at him after he decided to make a move. Out top it goes, 30 seconds. Back cut. Miller got it. He'll drive in. We're going to have a charge. Yeah, that's a great job by Michael Bauer. He saw what was happening 5 seconds before it happened. He got over there and got set way before Miller started to make his move. They had a great back cut. Bauer saw that there was going to be nobody there to help. And Miller will get charged for his second foul, but that's just a good defensive play. 23 seconds to go in the first half. 27-24 Minden. Ravenna basketball. They'll walk it up, take their last shot here. Will they try to tie it, or will they just look for a deuce? Grosta, right side of the key with 12. High post, they'll try to lob it into Standage. It's underthrown and stolen away. Coming up with a loose ball is going to be Thomas Miller. A chance for Minden. Going coast-to-coast, Ekstrom. A little out of control, but he got fouled and will get two free throws. And it's going to be on Kobe Schirmer. His first. It's only the third foul of the half here on Ravenna. And Matt Ekstrom will get two free throws with 2.5 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Free throw is on the way and good. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. First half stats, recap of the girls' game. Stay with us. We'll give you some other girls' scores from the area as well. Second free throw now. It's up, and it is good for Ekstrom. 2.5 seconds for Ravenna to try one. Wide open at the other end, but they can't get the baseball pass. So from three-quarter court, it is shot, put it in, off the mark. Boy, Chance Bach broke free on a fly pattern. And out of bounds off that last shot as the buzzer sounds. So at the end of the first half of play, your score. The Minden Whippets trying to pull the upset, leading the Ravenna Blue Jays 29-24. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. A little bit of a surprise here at halftime of the boys' game. Minden, as they've done for a majority of the games this year, very competitive, and have the lead here over 8-2 Ravenna at the half, 29-24. Some other girls' games from tonight. Ainsworth over Boyd County, 56-41. And Semelmurra beat Elwood, 69-42. Arcadia Loup City beat Shelton, 36-15. It was Giltner over Kennesaw, 55-38. Hastings St. Cecilia beat Grand Island Northwest, 73-45. Kearney Catholic over Lexington, 69-35. Red Cloud beat Franklin 42-16. Sandy Creek over Deschler 49-43. Silver Lake beat Loomis 57-42. St. Paul upset state-rated Central City tonight 29-25. And Wood River beat Broken Bow 45-37. As they honor the state championship golf team here at Minden, we are joined by the head girls basketball coach Rick Cremosta after their 61-32 victory tonight over Ravenna, and got it to 13-0 on the season. Coach, congratulations. Happy New Year, buddy.
Hey, same to you, Doug.
Well, you are coming off. I got all kinds of questions. You're coming off that Ainsworth Valentine weekend and got a severe challenge on Friday night. And then the basketball team I saw play tonight was a little bit different than what I've seen over the last couple, 3 years. Single digits and three-point attempts, and working on some different things. What are you doing, buddy? Is this all intentional, or is this what Ravenna had done to you in the game plan?
Oh, I think it's a little bit of each. You know, Ravenna, they're going to play really good perimeter defense. I knew that, and I thought we'd probably have to try to maybe get it inside a little bit and get to the basket a little bit on them, and that's kind of the way it ended. As far as we've had games where we don't shoot a lot of threes, and we've had games where we shoot a lot of them, so I guess I really don't know what to expect from game to game. But, one thing I could say about my group, we're able to kind of adjust and take what maybe teams give us a little bit better than maybe some of my other teams, actually.
What are some of those things that you specifically have been trying to address, Rick?
Well, I keep preaching about defense and trying to maintain that. And, I think we've kind of plateaued out just a little bit with that. We got to upper level play on defense a little bit. So I think the girls get tired of me harping and talking about that. But it's a continuing work in progress there. And we just got to keep trying to get better in the rebounding area. And we've been able to get some other kids stepping forward and hit some shots for us. So that's really been good, too.
Rick Cremosta, girls basketball coach here at Minden. They won it tonight 61-32. And, Coach, you guys have positioned yourself as a program to get a lot of notoriety. You've been very good here the last handful of years. They've got you in the all-class top 10. I think a lot of people just – they're shocked if you don't blow somebody out by 25 or 35 points anymore. Is there pressure on these girls to live up to the last couple of years?
No, I don't think so, Doug. We don't even talk about the previous years, and we know that it's what we have this year, and we just look forward to each game and trying to compete and do the best we can, and the girls really have worked hard, but in hindsight they don't want to let down the program either. You know, they know it's that it's a challenge, and they know what's expected. So, you know, it works both ways a little bit, but I don't think they really think about it all that much.
Yeah, a lot of girls get involved tonight. Maybe even more girls score or get a rebound or make a play than I saw the last time that we watched you play. And Emily Malcolm's kind of that gal that's, I said for a while there, I think she dusted the entire floor with her uniform in about a minute's worth of time, but she seems like she's one of those girls that can pick up the intensity out there. We know you've got Stewart. We know you've got Kissinger. And with a couple injuries out there from the beginning of the season, you're still trying to find that girl or two, and she seems like she might be one of them that can do that for you.
Oh, Emily's done a great job this year. You're right, Doug. She gives 100 every second she's out there, and she does a lot of things that go unnoticed by Mo. She's a great rebounder and plays with great intensity and great hustle. And you're absolutely right. You need that type of player to help bring energy to your team. And we really look for her and Addie Woodward to do that for us. No question about that.
You don't have a lot of home games left, even though there's half the season to go here. But one of the biggest, if not the biggest challenge on your schedule is Hastings St. Cecilia coming in on Thursday. They've had a couple of losses to some really good teams, but they put 73 on Grand Island Northwest tonight. What can you tell us about Thursday's matchup?
Do we play St. Cecilia Thursday?
That's just for us radio guys and paper guys to watch.
Oh, I don't know. You know, they got a great team, great program. They've been state tournament runners-up the last 2-3 years. They got great athletes. It'll be a dogfight, no question about it. Our kids are looking forward to that game, and so am I. And it'll be a real challenge, no question.
Win, lose, draw. What do you want to see? How do you gauge? Since this is not a conference game and somebody you won't see in the postseason, there's not a lot of significance on it, except that you're going to have a good good basketball team on the other bench on Thursday.
Well, yeah, you know, you want your team to come out and compete. That's the main thing, and I'm pretty sure our kids are going to come out and compete pretty hard. And you just want to see that, because down the road, those are the type of games that you're going to have to be able to get by. So it's going to have to be a really tough game. Our kids are going to have to be mentally focused and ready to go, and I'm sure they will be. You know, and I told them in the locker room tonight, Thursday's game is one of those games. That's why you sign that yellow sheet that you're going to go out for basketball, because those are the type of games you want to play in. And kids like Allie Rouse, who's had medical issues, you know, all fall and part of this season, and she's been to doctors and therapy, and I used her as an example. This is the reason that you did all this, Allie, is to play in a competitive, great game like that. So I know our kids are going to look forward to it.
All right, Rick, we'll turn you over to the Hastings boys on Thursday, and congratulations to the great start to the season. We'll see you again soon. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Always appreciate you showing up.
Thanks, buddy. Rick Cremosa, the head coach of the Minden Lady Whippets. They win it tonight 61-32. Taylor Kissinger, 22 points, but only 1-3, and she had 9 rebounds. Rebecca Stewart had 13-9 for Ravenna. 9 points led the way for Madison Schmidt. We better give you a quick rundown of the boys' first half stats for Ravenna. Blake Cremosa, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Chance Bach, 2 points and a rebound. Then we will go to Kobe Schirmer. He has the team's only 3 with 2 rebounds. Michael Bauer has 2 points and 13 points, 3 rebounds for Brady Standage. I have 24 points for Ravenna, 9 rebounds. They are 3 of 5 from the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, and 5 turnovers. For Minden, Jonathan Miller hit a 3-point bucket, 2 rebounds. Santiago Ortega, 2 points. Matt Ekstrom, 4 points and a block shot. Nick Werner, 8 points, 1 rebound. Jaden Nielsen, a block. Josiah Levin, 2 points and a rebound. 6 points and 4 rebounds for Adam DeLate. Justin Villers, 4 points, 1 rebound, and 1 blocked shot. At the half, 29 points, 9 rebounds, 3 out of 3 at the free throw line, 2 out of 5 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, just 2 turnovers for Minden. They lead at 29-24, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Inbounds pass here for Minden to start the second half. It's nearly turned over, but run down there by Miller, and Minden will have it with a 5-point lead. Their largest lead has been 8. They'll dump it down low to Villers. He's right underneath the hoop, and Brady Standage trying to get position, poking at it, called for the foul. Not a lot of foul trouble from the first half, but Standage does get his second personal foul. He's the only Blue Jay with 2. DeLate, Choquette, and Miller all have 2 for Minden as the inbounds pass comes to Villers right underneath. Can't get it to go, but it rolls across to Matt Ekstrom, and a second chance here for Minden. Handed off on the right side. Werner poked away by Bach. He gets it back. You know there was some intensity in that Ravenna locker room at halftime, but with only 5, basically 6 kids playing, at some point they're going to hit the wall, and here Minden throws it away. That's just their 3rd turnover. Again, Minden has lost 5 in a row since beating Phillipsburg, Kansas in the final game before Christmas. The final 2 games before Christmas, Ravenna lost, and they've now won 6 in a row. But it's 29-24. Ravenna trails. It's their first possession of the 3rd quarter. Dribbling to the left wing, Cremosa. Nothing there. Skips it back over to Schirmer. Man-to-man, Minden. Cremosa draws the double team. Hands it to Bauer. Back up top, Schirmer. Swings it over to Bach. He's not going to shoot it from out there. Trying to get Standage free. He finally comes out to the top of the circle. On to late. Doesn't do anything. Gives it to Cremosa. Off the high pick and roll. It's well covered. DeLate comes down. So Ravenna resets. Boy, they're being very, very patient here. Now a flat-footed 3. Cremosa, too strong, no good. Rebound grab by DeLate. That'll be his 5th, and that is a game high right now. Up ahead, Miller to the trailer, DeLate, all by himself on the right wing. Everybody stacked up on the left side, and that's where the pass will go to Werner. So we're 90 seconds into the 3rd quarter. The score remains the same, 29-24. Minden, 3-8, leading 8-2, Ravenna. Back cut inside. Werner, off-balance scoop shot, no good. Villers with the putback off-balance, no good. And it's going to be grabbed in there by Kobe Schirmer. Couple of decent looks, but couldn't get it to fall for the Whippets. Cremosa back to Bauer. 3-pointer, too strong. Rebound, DeLate gets another one. Give Adam, the 6'3 junior, credit. He's not letting Standage work him up tonight. Ekstrom to the trailer. DeLate, nobody picked him up. He's fouled. He shoots. He scores. And a chance for a 3-point play. The foul on Michael Bauer will be his 1st. And Minden's just doing a little bit better in the chess match right now. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Ravenna. and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 8 points for DeLate. His first free throw is up and in, and that equals the largest lead of the game. 8 points for Minden at 32-24. Ravenna's had a couple of long scoring droughts, and they've got another one right now, 2.5 minutes into the second half. Tried to get it into Standage. DeLate came around and knocked it away. Ravenna's first turnover. Minden baseball pass. Villers got back, and Standage fouled him, and that's three. And if Standage is in foul trouble, that totally changes the complexion of this basketball game, and Coach Paul Baronic has to call a timeout. He's trying to get it called, but the official didn't see it. The free throw is up, and it is no good by Justin Villers. And now a timeout called by Coach Paul Baronic. He gets their attention with 5:33 to go here in the third quarter. Minden's got the momentum and the lead. 32-24 Whippets. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
People you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations. The value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
As we come back to action, Villers missed his free throw. Blake Kremosta got the rebound. And then on the offensive end, Kremosta just forced up a tough shot when he was defended by two players, and it somehow went in. So Kremosta with 6 points, and Ravenna's on the board here in the second half. 32-26, Minden with the lead. Ravenna has switched to a zone, ladies and gentlemen. When's the last time you saw that? But Standage has three fouls. He stays in there. Baseline layup missed. DeLate got a good look, but the rebound brought down by Brady Standage. Up ahead, Bauer thought about the three but didn't pull the trigger. Overload on the left wing. Being very deliberate until they can tie or take the lead. Kremosta tries to draw the foul and does. Minden wanted a walk. Kremosta forcing the issue on the last two possessions. And the foul will be on Jonathan Miller. That is his third and the first of the half here on Minden. Blake Kremosta will go to the line and shoot two. First one bounces off, no good. Checking in for Minden, Thomas Miller and Jaden Nielsen. Checking out will be Jonathan Miller and Justin Villers. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So that makes it 32-27. Minden with the lead by five. Into the front court they come. Looking for a little help. Working it around the perimeter, get it to the left elbow. A couple of nice passes. DeLate tried to make one more, and it's deflected by Shermer. Turnover, Minden. Fast break the other way. Kremosta to the trailer. Gross for three, but it's way short. Air ball is grabbed, though, offensively. On the rebound, Kobe Shermer. They'll rotate it around again. Driving in Kremosta. This time his shot's going to be blocked, and then a foul trying to get it back. It looked like Nick Werner got his hand on the basketball. And trying to get the ball back, a foul on the Jays. It'll be the second on Blake Kremosta. Gross out and Standage is back in. We might see quite a bit of this from head coach Paul Baronic. We'll see how it plays out. So So Minden with the basketball in the backcourt. It's stolen away. Cremostead. He's going to be bodied up by Nick Werner, and a foul called. The first on Werner, and Minden, who had two turnovers in the entire first half. That's their third here of the quarter. But there has not been much scoring going on. Minden basketball, or Ravenna basketball on their baseline. Throw it all the way out top to Bauer to kind of clear things out. Over to Cremosta, three-point land, nothing there. Holds the ball momentarily to the high post. Schirmer passes up on the shot to Bach. They need more scores right now. Only a couple of guys are looking to score. Bach to Bauer, top of the key. Here is Standage, spin move in the lane, and maybe he walked. Or no, he's fouled and scores. Standage has that big last step, and Standage with a chance at a three-point play. Brady with 15 of his team's 29 points and can cut it to two. Foul is called on Jaden Nielsen, his first. And the free throw by Standage is good. 16 for Brady Standage, 32-30. He's in. Caleb Gross, and Standage is out. Standage playing with those three fouls, so Coach Baronic going to keep him on the bench as much as they can through the rest of this third quarter. 3:20 remaining. Minden with Choquette in the backcourt, throws it away. Just out of sorts right now. Minden, they might need a timeout. They're out of sorts. Another turnover. The things they weren't doing in the first half are now starting to bite them here in the third quarter. On the floor as Minden makes changes. Lovin, Ekstrom, DeLate, Werner, and Jonathan Miller. Ravenna ball with a chance to take the lead. They've scored six in a row after being down eight at 32-24. Cremosta hands it off on the right wing to Schirmer. Schirmer to the right elbow to Cremosta. A three for the lead, and he got it. A 9-0 run. And that's what Ravenna does. They are now 2 of 9 from three-point land, and they lead it 33-32. Minden needs a timeout. They are in some trouble here. Miller down the middle of the floor. He'll dish it to DeLate, and he got fouled, so that'll at least stop the play. Oh, no, they're going to call offensive foul. Offensive foul on Minden, and it's going to be on Jonathan Miller, his fourth, with 2:49 to go. So again, the substitutions being made, and for the first time since the early portion of this game, Ravenna has the lead. They're on a 9-0 run. 33-32 and the ball, 2:40 to go, third quarter. High post, Cremosta spins, tries the back cut, Standage covered. On the left side of the key, give and go, back out for three. Cremosta that time, no. And the rebound brought down by Matt Ekstrom. Outlet to DeLate, right back to Ekstrom. He'll fire it into the front court to Ortega. Ortega unguarded, brings it in, up, in, foul. Chance for a three-point play. Ortega, no one really picked him up. Bauer just tried to take a charge in the lane. And Ortega did the old brush off of his hip and got the foul called on Bauer, his second. That's 9 fouls already called here in the third quarter on the teams combined. Ortega, looking for the three-point play, puts the free throw up and in, and it's 35-33. Minden, another good one here tonight on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you from C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Minden won the girls' game, pulling away 61-32. Now the Jays trying to win the boys' game, but Minden giving them all they can handle. Bauer with it on the left wing. Up top into the hands of Cremosta. Back over to Standage. Hard move left baseline. Leaner good off the glass. Standage is able to make room without lowering the shoulder and committing a charging foul. And he's got to be careful with 3 fouls already. 35 all, delayed at the top of the circle to Ortega. Crossover, and another reach-in foul as Cremosta went for the steal. And that's the third on Blake. 2 on Bauer, 3 on Standage. But that is the 6th foul of the quarter here for the Jays. So Minden's going to be shooting free throws the rest of the ball game. Right now it is Minden basketball. Inbounded to Ortega, up top to Ekstrom. Jays have went back to a matchup. And then Ortega almost stole it away Cremosa, but since he just got the foul, he didn't really aggressively pursue it the second time. Minute 30 to go, third quarter, 35-35 here on Classic Hits. Werner uses his dribble. Nick had 8 in the first quarter, hadn't scored since, has hardly even taken a shot. He holds the ball at center court. And Ravenna, they're going to be okay with that. They want to shorten the game right now with a little bit of foul trouble for their leading scorer, Stanage, into Ortega. Backdoor delayed. Layup good. Ortega assists. 5 1/4, 11 in the game for Adam DeLight. 37-35, Minden, a minute to go, third quarter. Gross, right wing. The lefty goes back out top, Cremosa. Minden has not shot a 3 this quarter either. They were 2 of 5 in the first half. Here's Gross on the right wing. Again, you've got to guard him out there because he will pop the 3. Ravenna being very patient, trying to post up Shermer. Stanage is on the bench right now. Cremosa decides to drive behind the back dribble. Again, a one-hand leaner. He just did it all on his own. Playground move and a bucket for Blake Cremosa. 8 1/4, 12 in a game. We're tied again at 37. Long outlet pass front court Ortega. 2 on 3. Numbers aren't there. Kicks it back out. They'll swing it over to Werner. In the corner, 11. Back to Werner, 15. Werner gets by his defender. Leaner from 9. Good. Nick with his first bucket since the first quarter. 8 seconds to go. Front court with it is Cremosa. Pulls up for 3. It's on the way. Short, no good. Rebound. Blake got it. He's fouled at the buzzer. He'll shoot 3 free throws. The ball got loose, and Cremosa, the senior with the head on his shoulders, knew exactly what was going to happen, and he made darn sure that he leaned into DeLate, who was coming after the basketball, and that is DeLate's 3rd personal foul. Cremosa with 3 free throws. They could take the lead. The first one's good. Huge quarter for Cremosa, but he and Stanage are the only 2 players that scored. Ravenna needs help elsewhere. Second one good. 39 all. And Ravenna to take the lead into the fourth quarter. Cremosa puts it up, and it is short. So we're all tied. 39 all heading to the fourth. Minden and Ravenna here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
We head to the fourth quarter of what's been a very entertaining boys game tonight. They usually are when Minden and Ravenna get together. And Ravenna will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. We are tied at 39. They outscored Minden 15-10 in that third quarter. 14 points for Blake Cremosa, 18 for Brady Stanage, 32 of their 39. Adam DeLate 11, Nick Werner 10 for Minden. They've had 7 players score. Just the 5 starters have scored, obviously, for Ravenna. They lob it into Stanage. He juggles, he catches, he scores, and Ravenna has the lead. 20 points for Brady Stanage. At least 3 straight games over 20 points for Brady. 41-39, equaling the largest lead of the night for Ravenna. Remember, they were down 32-24 early in the third. Since then, able to go on a 17-7 run. 41-39 Jays. Minden cannot tighten up. This has been their problem throughout the year. They've been in these games. As Werner fires the 3, it is no good. High in the air for the rebound. It's brought down by the Blue Jays. Outlet pass. They want to run. The trailer is Bauer, though. Free throw line to Cremosa. Ravenna just 2 of 11 from 3-point land so far in the game. Cremosa got one of those late in the third. Crossover draws the double team, hands it off to Shermer out top. Stanage off the screen, wants to back it down. The paint against DeLate, steps through the double team. They don't double him good enough. And Stanage steps through again and scores. And it's 43-39, Ravenna by 4. Timeout, Minden. Both teams will have three remaining. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC, Ravenna 43, Minden 39.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Time for our Seeds to Success brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Minden's got to not panic. Ravenna has got the momentum. Three in the corner, Ekstrom. It is short. DeLate, though, gets the nice long rebound, and they'll get another opportunity. Don't panic. Go back to that first quarter game plan that you had. You know Ravenna's going to be amped up. They're going to overplay the ball. Use those cuts like there, but Ekstrom missed the eight-footer. And Standage pulls down his fifth rebound. That's your seed to success brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed professional. Ravenna with a chance now to go up by six or seven. Bach, 3-0. Back out to Standage. With the first two buckets of the fourth quarter to the Jays, add that to the two free throws to end the quarter. It's six quick ones. Standage holds the ball at the top of the circle. Starts the dribble, right side of the key. Now kicks it out, Bach. He's just not going to shoot the ball. That's not what Chance does. And Minden needs to realize that. That's why they sag and can help on Standage. Five and a half to go, 43-39 Ravenna. Cremosta, right-hand corner, try and pick and roll. Standage trying to get posted up. DeLate and him spinning off each other. They'll reverse it into the left-hand corner to Bach. Again, another long possession. Up to Cremosta, who has to jump in the air to go get it, to Bauer. Around the perimeter they go. Very deliberate. Bauer playing catch with Shermer on the right side of the key. Cremosta comes through. Nothing there. Shermer drives. Knocked out of his hands, but not good enough for a steal. Nielsen knocked it away. Ravenna got it back. 5 minutes to go. Both teams with three timeouts. The jump ball goes to Minden. We'll shoot free throws in this game. Six fouls on Ravenna, five on Minden. That wasn't much of a trouble problem in the first half. Fighting through the pick is Thomas Miller. Now they kick it in the corner. Bach finally shoots the three, but it is no good. And DeLate will get his eighth rebound. Ravenna unofficially 2 of 12 from downtown. And Minden on the fast break. Before they get too far along, a timeout called. They'll have two timeouts remaining. 4:32 to go in the basketball game. Minden hasn't scored yet in the fourth quarter. Ravenna 43, Minden 39. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Welcome back to High School Hoops here at Minden. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Phil Hoyt and the crew here at Minden. But Minden has hit a wall offensively, stuck on 39. 4.5 to go in the game. They haven't scored in the fourth quarter. Ravenna leads at 43-39. Minden ball out of the timeout. And they make a bad pass, but it gets booted away. They didn't call a kick, but it ended up in Minden's hands. Up top, Thomas Miller. Over to Jonathan. Somebody's got to have confidence to knock down a shot. Miller drives to DeLate, the trailer. He'll score. He'll be fouled. There's the play they've been looking for. They have had success driving into the paint and dishing it off or hitting short jumpers, just not in the last 6 minutes. And DeLate with 13 points, The foul on Bauer will be his third. Here comes Villers in for Minden. And checking out will be Thomas Miller. 43-41, the free throw delayed is up, and it dances around no good. They are just a 62% shooting free throw team. Standage, his sixth rebound. He almost took it all the way. Stops about 10 feet away to the free throw line. Open jumper is no good by Shermer. Minden's got it with Villers, just his third rebound. And a chance for Minden to tie it. They'll walk it up with Jonathan Miller. Long outlet pass Warner. Thought about firing it to DeLate, but he was kind of in no man's land. It's Bach bodying up on Warner. Warner drives to the corner. DeLate back out. Ekstrom. Again, just a confidence factor here. Skip it into the corner. Werner for three. It's too strong. In fact, it's over everything. And the rebound brought down by Kobe Shermer. He got a good look. It would have got the crowd going nuts again. 3:20 to go. 43-41 Ravenna. They've scored 4 points, Minden two in the quarter. Standage forcing the issue. Double team knocked out of his hands by Werner. Only the second turnover of the half for Ravenna. And Minden will pick it up. The team turnovers for the game have been very manageable. Ravenna 7, Minden 6. Minden had 4 in that third quarter. To the left elbow, DeLate swings it over to Miller. Villers calling for it, won't take it, into the corner for 3. That time it's good. Nick Werner hits the 3-pointer. He's got 13, and Minden regains the lead, 44-43. Cremosta pushes it up the floor. Minden's back defensively. Cremosta looking for a seam, hands it off to Standage at the 3-point arc, right side. He'll dribble it out to the Whippets and give it back to Shermer. To Bauer. Again, only Cremosta and Standage have scored in the second half for Ravenna. Over to Bach. Chance up top to Bauer. Ravenna has 3 timeouts remaining. And a 3-pointer, Cremosta off the dribble, is in and out, no good. He just kind of nonchalantly said, I'm open. And Jonathan Miller will get the rebound. Minden the ball and a 1-point lead, 2:05 to go. Don't forget, when we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Left wing with it. Werner up top, Ekstrom. They were wide open but didn't take the 3. Jonathan Miller double-teamed. Dribbles through the double-team. Now he's got some room to DeLate, and he couldn't handle it. He patty-caked it. It bobbled out of his hand. Standage picks it up. So a break there for Minden, for Ravenna, because when Miller stepped through the double team, he basically had 5-on-3, could have went to either post player. A 1-point lead. We're down to a minute and a half to go. That's all that's left of this game. 44-43, Minden by 1. Ravenna off the dribble, Cremosta gives it to Bauer. They're just not even looking to shoot it right now if you're not Cremosta or Standage. Coach Baronic not calling a timeout, has confidence in his team right now. Working it, Bauer left elbow up top, Shermer. Out to Bach, back to Bauer, to Standage. He attacks the low block left side. Leaner hits the rim short, no good. He's over the back for his 4th foul. And it'll be a 1-and-1 for Adam DeLate. DeLate, 1 of 2 at the line, 13 points, 9 rebounds. Standage, who has 22 points, just picked up his 4th foul at the line. DeLate is a 69% free throw shooter on the season. And a chance to extend the lead. Looking for their biggest win of the season. Minden down to 103 left. Free throw up, and it is no good. But he followed it and got his own rebound. 10th board. It came out a long way to the right side, and a timeout will be called by Minden. 59 seconds is all that remains in the ball game. Minden has the ball and a 44-43 lead over Ravenna. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
When we're all done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews. Stay with us. 59 seconds remain. Minden 44, Ravenna 43. Minden ball in the front court. Trouble getting it in. Oh, they gave him a timeout. Definitely the four-second count was on, and that's when you're not supposed to give the timeout. But a timeout will be taken here. Now, according to my book, that should have been their last timeout. But it says there's one left. And the Ravenna side is right. No, see, there they did. They just took him down. That's the last timeout for Minden. That is a killer right there. We'll be right back, 44-43.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it fun. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Mom. 59 seconds remain. Minden is now out of timeouts. And they will change to Adam DeLate to throw it in. So DeLate will throw it in. Minden's out of timeouts, leading at 44-43. Standage will guard the inbound. Got to be looking for Nick Warner. He fights off all the screens and takes it right at midcourt. Foul would be a one-and-one. A jump ball would be Minden's ball, but Ravetto, who almost dribbled off his foot, and then a foul is called. Chance Bach, after it almost got away, went after it and commits the foul. And that is the ninth team foul. So a one-and-one coming up here for Nick Werner. And Werner, 74% on the season. One for one tonight, 13 points. It's up and in. He's got 14. 45-43, and if this gets to a three-point lead, remember, Ravenna is just 2 of 13 tonight, one of the reasons they are behind. Second free throw, good. 46-43, still 52 seconds to go, plenty of time here. Let's see what Minden does. Cremosta drives, kicks it out top. Shermer, a quick three. It is in and out, no good. Rebound by DeLate, and they try to get it out of there and run with the basketball. Kill time. Now Ravenna tries to trap it back court. Minden will get it to DeLate. DeLate on the attack underneath. Miller's layup. Good. Justin Miller's with a layup. It's 48-43. 30 seconds to go. Cremosta into the front court. Blake dribbling. Double team. Forces the jumper. It's short. No good. Rebound brought down by DeLate. And a foul called. And DeLate got crushed. They were trying to get over there and foul DeLate. And they got to him a little late. 19 seconds to go. And Minden might finally be able to hold on to one. The foul was on Shermer. That's the 10th foul. So it's two free throws for DeLate, who's already missed twice in the quarter. First one is up, and that is good. It makes it a six-point game. And if you knock this down, that should all but do it. And a timeout will be called here by Ravenna. They'll still have two remaining. 19 seconds to go, 49-43 Minden. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been a leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Stop by Kirshner's Implement in Ravenna and see the great selection of used harvest and hay equipment as well as quality used tractors. All at Kirshner Implement, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Go Blue Jays!
Back to action here with one free throw left. DeLate missed it, so the Jays still have a chance. Rebound brought down by Shermer, but they've got to hit a three. Cremosta tries to take it in for a deuce, scores at a timeout. All right, there's 13 seconds left. It wasn't like that was uncontested. There were 4 minute whippets there, and Cremosta just lobbed it over all of their outstretched arms and gets the bucket, his 16th of the ball game. But again,
That's only the sixth point of the quarter for Ravenna, as Minden has put up 10, and it makes it 49-45. There are 12.9 seconds to go here in the contest. So Ravenna can have a lot of options here, but it's still a two-possession game. If it was a one-possession game, you could try and force the backcourt turnover. Here, you can't mess around too long. You're going to have to foul. 12.9 to go. Minden has lost five in a row. Ravenna has won six in a row, and those streaks could both end here quickly. Again, Minden's out of timeouts, so they've got to get the ball in. And I think one of the last things you say if you're Coach Aaron Martin is if, hey, you get to four, just throw it deep. At least that way, if it's in the backcourt, it'll take Ravenna a long time to bring it up the floor. Don't get dinged for the five, and don't throw it underneath your own hoop. Matt Ekstrom to throw it in. Runs the baseline, looking, and there he got it in to Miller, and he's hit quickly by Shermer with 11.4. Kobe was his third. Jonathan Miller has hit 1 3-point bucket tonight. He has not been to the free throw line on the year. He's 8 out of 13 for 62%. He gets two here. First free throw is on the way, and it is bouncing around no good. Caleb Gross checks in for the Jays. Justin Villers for Minden. Ravenna still has a timeout, so they need a bucket and a timeout. Second free throw good for Miller. It's a five-point game, 50-45. Up to Cremosta, kicks it out to Gross. Long three for Caleb. It's no good. It's out of bounds. It's Minden basketball. I believe, no, the officials weren't sure, and they'll say it went off Miller, but there's only 4.2 remaining. Gross out, Bach in. So Ravenna's got a very quick bucket here and hope for a prayer. Looking into the corner. Quick three is on the way, no good. That's the ball game. The rebound brought down by Nick Werner. And Minden has pulled the upset here tonight at home. They barely have more than a game or two left the rest of the season at home, and so this is a key one here. Snapping the six-game winning streak of the Ravenna Jays, who had just come off two big wins last week, and they will fall to 8-9, and I've got to get that right. It's 8-3, and for Minden, they'll improve to 4-8. The final score, Minden 50 and Ravenna 45. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium, where it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Minden 50, Ravenna 45. And Minden girls a winner tonight, 61-32 to complete the doubleheader sweep. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Minden. We've got more hoops coming your way the rest of the week. We'll take a look at that in just a couple of moments. But right now, let's take a look at some other scores from around the area. Boys, not a whole lot for you. Nebraska Lutheran falls to Omaha Christian tonight, 55-40. Riverside beat Burwell, 54-34. There are a lot more girls' games to tell you about tonight. It was Anselmo Myrna over Elwood, 69-42. Arcadia Loup City beat Shelton's, 36-15. Blue Hill over Gibbon, 75-18. Also tonight, in other games of interest, Fullerton over Elgin, Elgin Pope John, 45-41. Giltner beat Kennesaw, 55-38. Hampton over Hartland Lutheran's girls, 63-47. St. Cecilia over Northwest, 73-45. Kearney beat Fremont, 38-34. Kearney Catholic over Lexington, 68-35. North Platte St. Pat's girls tonight beat Mullen, 44-32. Ord over West Holt, 59-30. Red Cloud beat Franklin, 42-16. Sandy Creek over Deschler, 49-43. Silver Lake girls beat Loomis, 57-42. St. Paul upset Central City, 29-25. And it was Wood River over Broken Bow, 45-37. We'll take a break and be back and look at the final stats right after this.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to the New West postgame show. Doug Duda joined now by the head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, Paul Baronic. And it's a funny game. Yep. You guys come off maybe your best game of the year on a Friday night, very amped up to play Wood River. And tonight you take on a Minden team that had been struggling. But as we talked about off-air before the game, Minden was dangerous. They just finally found a way to finish one tonight.
They did. You got to tip your hat to them, no doubt about it. They were, even in the warm-up, I kind of watch people sometimes, being the art teacher that I am. We could see that they were extremely fired up during the warm-up. And our guys were ready, but sometimes being more fired up than us equates as a few bad things. You know, really, Minden's defensive plan, offensive plan, was a killer for us, and this one stings. We call it the human nature game. When you come off two big wins on the road like we did, and we got to play one more, and you know, people look at records. I was telling everybody all week, don't look at that stuff. They're 3-8. They went up and lost to a Valentine team, but they're playing their North Dakota or South Dakota tour there. You know, and that's the second night of staying overnight and that kind of stuff. So I can see how those things happen. You know, they're refreshed to get back home, possibly, and they showed it, you know. And, you know, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, they only have, since they probably won't get a first-round game in the conference tournament, they only have one more home game the rest of the season.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
They knew what was out there. They get a nice start in the first quarter, but it's 16-15.
Right.
You're right there with him. Nick Warner had 8. You found a way to really quiet him for most of the rest of the game.
Yeah. Kill that big 3 in the corner, and that's the funny thing, too. He airballs the first one he shot, and then the next time down he catches it. But that's the kind of kid he is. That's basketball. Conversely, we had the same looks, and a lot of them kind of hung around better and just didn't want to go. You know, I really hate playing at this place, to be honest with you. We don't play well here. No disrespect to Minden at all. It's just a tough place for us to win for some reason, no matter if somebody was 0 and whatever.
2 out of 16 from three-point land is what I had you. But
2 out of 16 for us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I guess I looked, though, at a very unusual stat. I mean, Brady over 20 points again tonight for you, and Blake gets 16, but that's 38 of your 45, and they're the only two guys that scored in the entire second half. I guess how do you assess that without looking at film tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, you assess that. Chance took a shot. Excuse me, from the corner. It was a good three, and he has to do that. We can't be afraid to have those guys do that. And then Michael took a three that, you know, looked good and tried to do some things. And, you know, Kobe had pull-ups in the middle of the lane, a three, a couple threes. They just didn't go. And, you know, it's not for the lack of effort. You know, we were in deep, deep trouble there for a while, 8 points down before the third quarter about ended. We cut it back. You know, we almost have a chance to really take a lead there again, but then we do stretch it out to four. And so I'm thinking we're in good shape, get stops, you know, and I think there was a turnover once, missed shot once, and then they come down and kind of semi-convert and maybe a free throw on a foul. And but, yeah, you know, this one sucks.
Well, you take a look, and I know because we talked about this last week, because you're in the same district with Hastings St. Cecilia, if you can get by Gibbon, and I'm looking at the team with the best record right now, I know you guys are very concerned about wild card points, and this is a killer there. So now you get back to work here, and at least you get to go home for a little bit. You've been on the road for the first part of this year, and Shelton, Sutton, Arcadia, Loup City, definitely all winnable games, but you're going to play at least two teams that are very good defensively. I don't know if it'll be like Minden tonight, but very good defensively.
Oh, Sutton's going to do exactly what Minden did, you know, and it's going to be a 30-29 game. And until we realize that other guys have got to produce on offense, that's coaches and players, and figuring out ways that we can get things for guys. And it's difficult because when they're sitting there in the middle and then all of a sudden we throw a pass to one of our guys and they're right there out on us, you know, we didn't have a lot of good looks for our other guys that couldn't, you know, necessarily score in the second half. You know, they just executed their defensive game plan to a T. You know, when Brady and Blake warrant that kind of attention, other guys have to step up, and we didn't have that. So.
Well, I know Shelton will not be sending any fruit baskets over here to the coaches at Minden because I'm sure they don't want an angry team to face with their struggles, but that's what you guys do.
Yeah.
You'll get a turn back to the right side. Yep. Heck, it's a six-game winning streak. You got a chance to put together another one.
Exactly, and that's the kind of way we've got to approach it. None of these are going to be easy because you throw in Elm Creek, who's playing well too, and Centura is always a dogfight, and we don't have any that are just given to us at all. You know, and we've made big deals about these types of games and knowing that people get up for us because of who we are, and you know, and when you're a struggling team at 3-8, when you have an opportunity to make a season game, make a season feel good by winning over, you know, what I consider one of the better programs around, not to toot our own horn, but you know, that's big stuff for those guys. It gives them stuff to do, you know, and momentum and charge, and you know, but hey, we fought back. We had a chance to close it out. We didn't. They did. My hats go off to them, buddy.
Last question, because I think maybe this will come up as we get towards conference tournament time. We've talked about you only being able to rotate six players this year. Sometimes that's from a wind standpoint or getting a breather. But when things aren't going your way and you can't sub in and out and talk to the guys on the side,
right?
How does that affect the way that you can coach?
You know, it really is a little more difficult. And for anybody to think that maybe we should try to give a seventh player. We've tried. Our JVs got beat 53-8 today, and that is number 7, number 8, number 9, and number 10 on our basketball team. If they're going to struggle against the JV team, now we're not going to give up on our kids, but something has to happen, and it's not. And, you know, a lot of that maybe falls on me. But on the same token, even if we were the worst coaches in the world, which we're not, don't you think you might muster up eight more, you know, more than 8 points in a JV game if you were some type of a player? We don't have that right now. And no disrespect to our kids, and we've talked to them about it. They just don't have some of the abilities that maybe some of these other players do. Do we wish they did? Absolutely, we do. My gosh. You know, we can't be riding this five and a half, you know, five guys in a burger team or whatever we got here and try to get deep into things. It's going to wear on us mentally and physically. But I will say this. Those five guys that play, they bust their tail. There would be nobody else that could do this, I don't think. And the way they approach it, they understand it's going to be five guys. They understand we aren't going to have a lot of help. And they shoulder the responsibility. So I'm really proud of our guys, especially the top five for that, which are our seniors, who are playing with a lot of urgency.
Well, I know you'll get back on a winning trail, and Paul, we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. Thanks for the time,
Thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the coverage, sir.
And happy birthday.
Yeah, you know, I'm a speed limit now.
It's the grand slam at Denny's, folks. He's going to get some time. We'll take a break. We'll track down Coach Aaron Martin, give you the final stats right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show after the 50-45 Mendon win over Ravenna, snapping a couple of streaks, Ravenna's winning streak and Mendon's losing streak. And Mendon coach Aaron Martin joins us here in the postgame. Coach, congratulations. All kinds of angles we can take out here, but it was just time for the kids to win one for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you could beat Ravenna, Paul Baronic coach team, that's a big thing. And our kids, we've lost five straight, and so we, you know, heads start to go down a little bit, and it was just great confidence builder for us.
Coach Baronic, when I was getting the starting lineups for me, he goes, I'm watching them warm up. He's watching your kids warm up. He goes, they're fired up. And you only have one more home game after tonight. Had the sense of urgency already set in? Could you get that feeling in the locker room and pregame?
I think so. We made a change this last game to try to get us a little more energy in warm-ups because we were coming out flat a few games. And so it seemed to carry over tonight, and I thought we battled hard on defense.
We know that this isn't the record that you want right now, but you've been in a majority of these basketball games. Yes, there's been a couple that you wanted to go and hide in the bus real quick in the third quarter, but you've been in a majority of these ball games. What was it, especially when they come back, they take that 43-39 lead in the fourth quarter, you go a while without scoring, what was it that allowed you to finish tonight?
Yeah, you know, our kids have been good all year. When we've been in games, even when we've gotten down, we still battle back. I think it really happened on the defensive end. You know, they've got two guys that are really tough to stop in Standage and Kermosta, and they had good nights for us. You know, even though I thought we played them well, they still had 22 and 16 or whatever it was. But just getting a few stops and trying to make other people score for them.
Adam DeLate held his own in there tonight. He was one of the guys that had to worry about going up against Standage. And even though 22 sounds like a lot, he had 9 in the second half. And when only two guys score, you can live with that. Talk about Adam's game tonight.
Yeah, Adam does a lot of great things for us. He hustles his butt off. He plays good defense. He rebounds well for us on both ends of the floor and can score a little bit too. But, yeah, we don't have a lot of posts to go around, and so it's important that the ones that we do have really play well.
Start of the third quarter, 29-24, you've got the lead. You know they're going to come out on just fired. You don't know that they're going to score a bunch, but you know that they're going to pick it up. They're going to pick it up a notch. And you guys withstood that. You actually built the lead. Now, they caught you at the end of the quarter, but weirdly enough, you would have thought the first 4 minutes would have been the trouble, and instead it was the last four.
Yeah, you know, we talked at halftime about weathering the storm a little bit, that their defensive intensity is certainly going to pick up and be ready for them to switch to some zone stuff, and they did. And we were lucky to knock down a couple shots, which helped to be the difference down the stretch.
Yeah, they weren't hot from three-point land tonight. You got a big three from Nick Werner. He started hot. He ended hot for you.
Yeah, he's been a great player all year for us. He really struggled last year shooting the ball, and he's had a great senior year so far, shooting and driving, just being a great senior leader for us.
Obviously big because you got undefeated number one Hastings St. Cecilia. We talk about the girls. Well, their boys are number one. They'll be coming in Thursday. And then, as we said, you're on the road against teams that are winnable games for you, McCook, St. Paul, Holdridge. So talk about what you need to get done here. If you'll stay with the changes you made tonight, if that was a matchup deal tonight, are those the things that you think can work up until the conference tournament?
You know, it's tough. Going against St. Cecilia, obviously nobody's beaten them this year. And so we'll throw everything with the kitchen sink at them and see what we can do. We just talked to our kids, you know, what an opportunity. Number one team in the state coming in undefeated. They beat some great C1 teams and some good B teams. And so we'll see what we can do. We're going to compete our butts off.
All right, Aaron, we'll let you go get some rest because it's right around the corner. And congratulations on a good win for you and the kids tonight.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Aaron Martin. They win it tonight by a score of 50-45. The final stats next.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
Back on the New West postgame show, let's take a look at the final stats. First off, for Ravenna, Blake Cremosta, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Chance Bach, 2 points, 1 rebound. Kobe Schirmer hit a 3-point bucket. He had 6 rebounds. Michael Bauer, 2 points, 1 rebound. And leading the way, once again, Brady Standage with 22 points and 6 rebounds. But again, Standage and Cremosta were the only players that scored in the second half for Ravenna. 9 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. We talked about it. There were a lot of long possessions in this basketball game tonight, so not near as many shot attempts, thus not as many rebounds. For Ravenna, at the free throw line, they were 3 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, only 2 in the second half. Ravenna had 24 points at halftime, 21 in the second half, and the Jays tonight score 45 points. That is a season low. They had 45 as well in their three-point loss to Gibbon. 45 points, 19 rebounds, 7 out of 11 at the free throw line, 2 of 16 from three-point land. No blocked shots. Standage had been blocking a lot of shots, but they kept them out of the lane tonight. 7 turnovers, and Ravenna has their 6-game winning streak snapped. They're now 8-3. Up next for Ravenna, a 3-game homestand beginning Friday with Shelton, next Tuesday with Sutton, and then Arcadia Loop City on the 23rd. For Minden tonight, they had a total of 7 players score. Jonathan Miller, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Santiago Ortega came in and gave them a couple of breaks that they needed, 5 points for him. Matt Ekstrom, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a block shot. Nick Werner led the way tonight with 15 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Jade Nielsen had a block.
Josiah Levin, 2 points, one rebound. Justin Villers, 6 points, three rebounds and a block. And Adam DeLate, 14 points, a game-high 12 rebounds, including eight in the second half. Nine rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first half, 6 of 12 in the second half. So that wasn't outstanding. Three-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. And that was the last one that Nick Werner hit to give him the lead back. Turnovers, 2 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Minden had 29 points at halftime, 21 in the second half, and the Whippets finished with 50 points, 23 rebounds, 9 out of 15 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 7 turnovers. Minden snaps a 5-game losing streak to go to 4-8 with a 50-45 win over Ravenna. Minden will be hosting number 1 Hastings St. Cecilia in C2 action Thursday night on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Then Saturday, they are at McCook. We'll wrap it up after this timeout.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the New West postgame show. A couple of other boys' basketball scores that just came in. It was Arcadia Loup City over Shelton, 62-44, and Sandy Creek beat Deschler, 60-50. St. Pat's a winner over Mullen tonight. In the girls' game, Minden the winner, and Minden the winner in the boys' game. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Don't forget, Thursday, here on Classic Hits, it's Axtell taking on Elm Creek, and on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Minden takes on Hastings St. Cecilia. Then on Friday, our contest here on Classic Hits, it will be given at Donovan Trumbull, while Amherst is at Pleasanton on ESPN 1460. And Saturday afternoon, Kearney Catholic is at Hastings St. Cecilia beginning at 2:30 here on Classic Hits. Kearney High will be at Grand Island beginning at 5:15 Saturday on ESPN Radio. In the girls' game, Minden 61-32 over Ravenna. Taylor Kissinger, 22 points, 9 rebounds. Rebecca Stewart, 13 points and 9 rebounds as 9 players scored. Ravenna got 9 points from Madison Schmidt. And in the boys' game, it was Minden able to hold on for a 50-45 victory. 15 for Nick Werner, 14 points, 12 rebounds from Adam DeLate. Ravenna got 22 from Brady Standage and 16 from Blake Cremosta. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening, thanks to the many fine sponsors, and we'll see you Thursday.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way.
Hey, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. 5 points.